Sea take us over this. Maybe we hit tide. That'd take us into Ireland.
He's right, lover. Look.
The white water was now behind them. The tidal current that swept toward the shore of the island had now gripped them, and slowly but inexorably, the sandy strip of beach was moving closer. Twilight's last gleamings faded into night as the two rafts gently wafted toward the shore. Once free of the cross currents, the tidal flow around the island was gentle, the waves small and slow, lapping at the sands. Each flow took them in toward shore, each ebb back out a little, making slow but steady progress. But for the inhabitants of the raft, there was little inclination to hurry. In one, Jack, Dean, and Doc were lying in a state of half-wakefulness, their attention drifting in and out with the ebb and flow of the tide. JB was more watchful. He was concerned that Doc had taken more of a buffeting than he could stand, and if the older man didn't get warm and dry soon, there was risk of pneumonia. Even with Mildred's skills, there was no guarantee of Doc's survival if that occurred, and it would make matters difficult to carry a sick Doc if the environment on the island were to prove hostile. As for Mildred herself, with little communication between the rafts, there was no way for him to judge her condition. JB could only worry about his lover. So, while the others dozed, the armorer stayed awake, unable to rest as his aching limbs demanded, his brain racing. What if it was a hostile environment? What if Doc got ill? What if Mildred died? What if... He knew that it was exhaustion making his brain race so feverishly, but he couldn't stop it. He looked toward the shore. It seemed to be farther away than ever. In the other raft, Ryan and Christy had moved into the middle. Bailing as much water as they could, they had stripped off Mildred's jacket, which was soaked with seawater, keeping her cold and wet. Christy checked her over. She was breathing regularly, although her eyes were still rolled up into her skull. It was likely the impact had concussed her. But her pulse was regular and strong. The important thing was to try to keep her warm until they reached shore. The only way they could do this, marooned in this manner and soaking wet themselves, was to huddle next to her to try to impart some of their own body heat to her.
Thank Gaia Doc was able to chill that thing.
Uh-huh. Wanted to blast that son of a bitch myself, but it didn't even occur to me until just now that I couldn't have.
How's that, lover?
We'd already been under. Blasters are fucked by salt water. The others hadn't capsized yet. They were the only ones who could do it. But they can't anymore.
Oh, shit.
The seawater had jammed the blaster's mechanisms, and the other raft had been immersed as well. So chances were that all their blasters were now next to useless until they could be dried out, oiled, and cleaned.
We're damned near helpless.
Damn near. But fuck it. Shit happens, right? We'll just have to trust the luck.
It took their raft a couple of long, cold hours to finally reach shore, one last wave taking them far enough in for the weighted bottom of the craft to hit sand. Ryan and Christy felt the increased drag of the plastic on sand as the tide ebbed, but failed this time to pull them backward. Half asleep, the muted impact nonetheless made Ryan shoot wide awake, his sight quickly adjusting to the nighttime light.
Huh? What? Oh, shit. I must have fallen asleep. Christy. Christy, wake up. We've hit shore.
Land?
Yeah. Yeah. Fire blast. We gotta get out and get this damn raft to shore before it starts to drag back.
Oh, yeah, right.
Christy automatically checked Mildred, either still unconscious or merely sleeping, and then began to struggle to her feet, joining Ryan.
I think she's all right for now.
Good to hear. I'll be right back.
Ryan was already standing shakily, but with growing strength as adrenaline began pumping.
Oh, damn, it's cold.
He leaned over and grabbed the ropes on the side of the raft, pulling the boat toward dry sand. He slipped and fell backward into the surf.
Shit.
See how it feels?
Hey, at least it's land.
As Ryan picked himself up, Christy hauled herself out of the raft. Ryan scrambled to his feet, and she joined him in pulling the craft out of the foaming shallows and onto the safety of land.
Get it clear and get Mildred out. We have to try to get her warm as soon as possible.
Of course.
Christy pulled hard on the ropes as her feet sought purchase in the soft sand. Every inch seemed to strain muscles that protested with each exertion, But before too long, they had the raft on dry sand. The last few feet were the hardest, as there was no water to give the heavy plastic, with Mildred's dead weight, even the slightest buoyancy.
Bastard sea.
Carter leaned into the raft and tried to lift Mildred off the floor. But Ryan was about at his limit, and fatigue made him fumble the effort.
Shit. Guess I'm pretty spent.
Come on, lover. It'll take two of us right now.
Sure we can manage with just the two of us?
Oh, we can make it if we try. On the count of three. One, two, three!
They heaved at Mildred's inert body so feebly it would have been embarrassing if anybody saw it. Christy looked around to see if the other raft had landed yet.
Damn, I guess it is just the two of us, lover.
The other raft was still adrift. It hadn't caught the wave that had carried Ryan and Christy onto the sands. Without the supplies that had been lost during the short but eventful voyage, the fact that the other raft carried four people was enough to make it just that much heavier, its progress just that much slower. From the raft, JB watched Ryan and Christy land their craft and scanned eagerly for any sign of Mildred. He was frustrated that his raft was still adrift and was growing impatient. Looking at his fellow travelers, he knew that Dean and Jack could be awoken in a moment to help him pull the raft into shore, but he was worried about Doc. There was a rattle in the older man's breathing as he slept that could be the start of something dangerous. The sooner they were ashore, the better, for everybody's sake. Just when the armorer felt that his patience had reached its limit and that he would have to jump over the side to try to pull the raft over the tide himself, the craft hit a crest that carried it over the tide, and he felt the weighted bottom of the raft bump against sand.
Jack! Dean! Get moving! We've hit land!
What the hell, JB?
Damn. Hold your horses.
Damn it! Let's get this bastard pulled in!
JB was over the side and splashing in the shallows before either Jack or Dean were fully conscious.
Shit, I guess we're here.
Good. Get going.
Leaving Doc asleep in the bottom of the raft, Jack and Dean scrambled over the side of the raft, the icy cold of the water barely registering as it swirled around limbs already numb. JB grabbed the rope and dug his feet into the soft, yielding sand.
The other raft's already in. Now pull!
The armorer was on one side of the raft, Dean took the other, and Jack moved to the front, which faced the shore. And both grabbed a handful of the nylon rope that was threaded around the raft. Ignoring the burn of the fiber on their skin, softened and wrinkled by contact with the water, all three began to pull, fighting for footing on the treacherous sand beneath them. With three people to pull, they made swifter progress than Ryan and Christy had managed, but it was still some time before they bumped the plastic bottom of the raft onto dry sand.
Shit, it shouldn't be that hard.
Jack sank to his haunches, then onto his knees.
Jesus, Jack, you okay?
Being better.
JB straightened, every muscle in his back, thighs, and calves protesting, but he felt better after stretching. Ryan and Christy had managed to maneuver Mildred out from the bottom of their craft, but she was still unconscious. Stumbling with the unsure footing on the loose sand and their own weariness, they carried her up the beach and toward the shelter of trees that fringed the edges of the sand. JB watched them go and figured that that was the best thing that he and the others could do with Doc. He pointed toward Ryan and Christy.
Come on, let's get Doc and follow.
Yeah, okay.
Leaning over, hands on thighs, Dean held his breath for a few moments, trying to quell the desire to gulp lungfuls that would probably only make him pass out. Nodding to himself, he straightened and joined JB at the raft, where the armorer was leaning over to take hold of the semi-conscious Doc. Jack spat out the last of the bile and salt and wiped his mouth across the sleeve of his jacket. He stood without a word and turned to the raft. Taking Doc's feet, he left the older man's torso and arms to the other two. Doc was tall but skinny. Although he had enough wiry strength to surprise many a foe, he didn't weigh much. It was easy for the three of them to lift him out of the raft and follow Ryan and Christy's path to shelter. The moonlight was bright enough on the clear sands to cast the faintest of shadows as the three men carried the prone Doc, and it occurred to Jack that they would be easy prey for anyone or anything that may be lurking in the trees lining the shore. They were tired, their hands were busy with carrying Doc, and their blasters were currently useless. Okay, all three had knives, but they'd be worthless against Coldhearts with blasters. Looking ahead as they tramped through the sand, the albino youth realized that Ryan and Christy were in an even more vulnerable state. Their only weapon was Ryan's panga, and the fact that there was only the two of them to carry Mildred would make them more tired, slowing their reaction time even further.